Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome to SharonEnjoyment.com. This is Mordechai Plaska. Tonight's share is on Parshas Shelach. Just wanted to share some nekudos with you on the Parsha. There are a few. The first is that we find in this week's Parsha with the Meraglim, the story is told that these were Ish Echad, every one of these tribal leaders was a special person. However, the question of the Ramban and of the commentaries in general is, where did they go wrong? How could they go wrong? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had performed tremendous nisim for Klal Yisrael, and these tribal leaders saw everything. They saw the Makas that enveloped Mitzrayim, including Makas Bechoros, and then, of course, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then Kriyas Yamsuf, and then Kabbalah Satorah, and then the Mud, the miraculous miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. So how is it possible that when we went to the land, toward the land, Lasor Es Haaretz, we did not bring the level of confidence that was necessary and required? In the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create tremendous giants, is the same way that Hashem can have them fall. As they say, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. There was nothing stopping Klal Yisrael from pursuing the moment, but instead backed a certain resolve. And that resolve really was emphasized in terms of confidence, and the confidence building measures is what they were lacking. And so they came back, and a minion of 10 people came and said not positive things about Eretz Yisrael. Interestingly enough, it's because of these 10 that we have a quorum, we have a minion. And in the same way that negative words were said about the land of Israel, now we have 10 people that gather together and they share positive words, including Yehi Shmei Rav Mevarach. So we see that there's a positive element to everything. And we can also learn that even from the Eitz Hadas, which some people say was an Esrog, so the Esrog is integral to Araminim. Some say that the Eitz Hadas was a grape, so we make a bracha on grape juice, which is the highest level bracha that we can. Bar Pir Gafen is the highest among the brachos, the most chashiv. So we take something that we had failed, and we are metaking it. We correct it. And so we incorporate that into our daily life, our weekly life, which others. So too it is with the Meraglim. We said something poor, so now we are going to gather together with 10 people to make a minyan. So in the second part of this understanding is, when we look at the Haftorah, we see that Yehoshua, when he sent out the spies, the term that's used there is lachpar es haaretz, uproot the earth. And the question is, what is the difference between lasor and lachpor, to tor and to uproot? And how exactly did Klal Yisrael uproot the land when they did a reconnaissance mission during the time of Yehoshua? And the answer is because lasor means that they're just coming without a motive, without a desired outcome. However, when Klal Yisrael did the second kibush, the second conquerance of Eretz Yisrael, we see that they went about setting aside time for learning. So they walked in, as they did through the Membez Masos, as they walked through the land of Eretz Yisrael, when they came upon the land of Eretz Yisrael, we see that they were saying Divrei Torah. That's the reason why it says Membez Masos, that they traveled through 42 different destinations, the majority of which were at the beginning and at the tail end of the 40 years in the desert. But when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were saying Divrei Torah, and that way they were lachpar es haaretz. What does it mean to uproot? It means that as they walked through, the earth became embarrassed, and it literally turned itself inside out. Because up until that time, it had been exposed to idolatry and immorality, and now all of a sudden it's being exposed to Torah-based themes and thoughts. And so that's the first theme, and that's really how we're kovesh anything. The best of friends are those that have a chavrusa, those that share Divrei Torah together, and those that inspire one another, even if it's not Divrei Torah, but they inspire one another through the words of Torah. The second part is that I wanted to just focus on the words, Vayoshem Solachti Kivarecha. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu appeals to Hashem after the Chet HaEgel, and, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kerach Mechanon Erech Apayim Rachesa Be'emes, that you are a merciful God. This is something that we never heard any of the Avos ever utter. They never said these words. And now we find Moshe Rabbeinu saying these powerful words. And so the concept here that is being introduced is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to have a connection, a relationship with Klal Yisrael. And that's exactly what's lacking. And so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, "Vayom Hashem salachti kerecha," I forgive according to your word, this is a tikkun for Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Gilgal of Noach. He's the reincarnation of Noach. How so? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was born, kimin amayim mishisiru, that's how he got his name, through water he was saved. And then we have the Kriyas Yamsuf, which is when Moshe Rabbeinu split the waters, again, another reference to water. And then we have the Mei Meriva, the bitter waters, or the waters of contention when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. And from this, he was not allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. We know that Noach was, it's called Mei Noach. It's called the waters of Noach. Why? Because Noach was busy constructing an ark, and the concept there was that he wasn't required to go out and to proselytize the folks and make them more religious. He was literally living the word of Hashem. He followed the path of Hashem. And so for this, there are some that are critical of Noach, and the word that's missing there is Rabbi Seinu when it comes to Genai. So there are those that praise Noach, and those are the rabbis, and those that criticize Noach. We don't see any rabbis criticizing Noach. We see that the general population criticizes him. And the reason why is because he could have done more. But the answer is that Noach was following the words of Elohim. Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu and introduces to us the level of Rachamim, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's a new name for Hashem that the world had not yet seen or had not yet been revealed. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is pivoting the entire existence of Klal Yisrael on an attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the world has up until that time been unaccustomed to and not introduced to. And now all of a sudden we see a new level of communication. Vayom Hashem salachti kivarach, I forgive according to your words. And Moshe Rabbeinu is receiving a message on high from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this special attribute of forgiveness comes about through a level of rachum v'chanun. So, God willing, we should be able to exercise a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through rachum v'chanun and never have to go through any midas hadin. And in that way, we should be blessed with bracha v'atzlacha on this beautiful month of Tammuz that now is coming upon us. And we should be blessed with the brachas of the Hiratzon that we say on Shabbos so that we are able to fully appreciate and maximize this amazing month of Tammuz. And may it come upon the Jewish people in the best of health and the best of mazel, the best of atzlacha, bracha, and refuah nefesh, refuah sagov, all those that need it. Hashem elozek, refuah karov alozo. Have a great week.